You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
All right, we're ready.
No. You're ready.
The wind, you guys. It's necessary.
No change.
Awful. No, that is.
I love the music introduction.
I do too.
I need someone to make me laugh.
Where's Kim?
Kim is always late. Get out of our way.
Stop.
Jealous.
No.
Sounds so innocent, right? I like the person.
That's it. We're done.
Hey, hey. Welcome, everybody. Guess what? Being is for doing. And this is the AfterBuzz TV recap for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 7, Episode 13. And as you can see, it's just G and I today.
Just us.
Holding down the fort. And we're in a new little home today.
Mm-hmm. We're in a smaller studio, more intimate setting to discuss one of our favorite shows.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, before we get started, this is Giselle. Where can we find you, G?
Hey, guys. I'm always live tweeting during the show at Giselle Ugardi.
Hey, guys. I'm Susan Hahn, and you can find me at It's Susan Hahn on Twitter. Please follow me.
And we're missing Deanna tonight. We love you. We miss you. She's at her high school reunion 20 years, I think.
Oh, girl, you just gave her age.
No. You definitely can't tell by looking at her, that's for sure.
But yeah, she is back in Ohio for her high school reunion, and Adria will be with us back next week.
Mm-hmm.
She's also doing her little thing on the side. But all right, before we get started, let's remind everybody out there, please tune into iTunes. Please log on, rate us, comment. Good, bad, indifferent. We really appreciate your guys' feedback. We do read all of them. Please tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your dogs, tell your neighbors. Please. Please, please, please.
And speaking of dogs,
we have one here today. I don't know if you guys could see him, but this is Brooklyn. He's down there somewhere. He's
maybe
tiny.
He'll make a cameo appearance later.
Maybe.
If he's good.
All right. Well, let's jump right in. Yep. We have a lot of things to discuss today,
mm-hmm.
Starting with what? The baby on the way?
Yes.
Okay, where should we begin with that?
This episode was like, it was comedic, it was kind of disturbing, it was family friendly, not necessarily children friendly. I was feeling really nervous for Courtney during this one. This is when, you know, she's got this huge belly, she's on the verge of having her baby, and she's having to do all these different steps to prepare for that really, really big day.
I was definitely emotional. This was definitely disturbing. If you guys didn't watch the episode, we're talking about the water birth.
Yes.
But we'll get to that in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we start off with seeing Courtney doing these vagina exercises.
Yoga.
Namaste for the vagina with Scott, which is kind of cute. And then she talks about her friend got her a gift, which she made a cast.
A belly cast. Yes.
Now, have you ever heard of those?
I've never heard of it, but I really, really appreciate it. I thought it was a very beautiful thing. And I mean, kind of sad that she didn't get one with Mason, but I guess it all looks the same, I suppose. But I thought it was really, really beautiful. I want to see what the final product looks like, though, most importantly.
But what are you going to do with it? Are you going to, like, hang it up like a chandelier? Like, what are you going to do with a belly cast?
Well, it's not... I don't think she's actually getting, like, a belly cast. Well, maybe she is. But I think the whole point is that you end up turning it into a mold for, like, a sculpture. Or, like, art.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's really cool.
I mean, you
see, like, those sculptures of, like, bodies. I think it's just, it's a memory, you know, being able to really see the three-dimensional product of how big she was. It's more than just a picture. It's something that you can actually, like, see and touch and,
okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's something that's obviously very unique and different. It's not something that everyone else is doing. And it kind of, I don't know.
Okay.
If it's a gift, it's not like she's paying for it either.
Okay.
It's experimental.
I was just thinking, what are you going to do with a belly cast?
I know.
Where are you going to put it? Are they going to have like a museum with like little statues and
I mean, I'm
cast?
Sure they already have pictures of themselves all
That's
over
true.
The house.
We all have pictures of them all over our house.
It's better than, did you ever see the episode of The Girls Next Door when the girlfriends all got like chocolate sculptures of like their breasts
yes.
and their vaginas?
Well,
and
that's like,
butthole.
We can eat it. So that. Well, not the butthole one.
I don't know if that's any better.
Well, edible, you know, edible chocolate.
Hey, whatever, okay. Whatever it takes.
All right. So
but it's there that she hears about the water birth idea because
that's
the
true.
Girl who's doing her cast, I guess, is also a midwife. And she said that she's actually had women orgasm during birth.
Right. So it sounded all good.
All good. She's like
in the beginning.
She pulls out babies and they... The moms smile afterwards. Like,
right.
they're refreshed, they're relieved, they're engulfed by this water, which supposedly is supposed to take away 80% of the pain. And I think that's maybe initially what spurred the interest. Then again, you know, Courtney is kind of into the, you know,
the holistic,
natural, holistic
right.
thing. She has the herbalist, what does she call it?
The herbal medicine.
The Ayurvedic specialist.
Now, okay, so I'm a little confused. So did Courtney have epidural with her birth with Mason or not? Because
yes.
she emphasizes the fact that she doesn't take Advil, Tylenol, any sort of medication.
I'm pretty sure she did.
I'm pretty sure she did.
And
as
I
well.
Believe that that was the whole reason why Courtney
decided
mentioned, or not Courtney, Chloe mentioned to her that you should go to the hospital and do it. And, you know, that's also why Courtney asked the ladies when they came over, when getting more information about the water birth, she said, can you get an epidural? And they
right.
said, well, actually, that's not one of the things that we can provide.
Right. So now there's so many risks of doing in-home water birth. And I don't know about you, but I was cringing the whole time, like hearing a woman screaming. She was just like, my leg, she couldn't feel her leg. And Courtney had mentioned that was one of the
things that scared her.
Things that scared her, and the possibility of that happening at home. And what is she going to do?
Mm-hmm.
There's no doctors on hand. There's no, you know, medical equipment to hook her up.
Well, one thing that should be mentioned, though, is that, you know, if you didn't see the episode, there are these three midwives. It's their specialty to do low-risk pregnancy deliveries at home in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
They bring home bring home this inflatable tub. You're in the comfort of your own home. The girl was eating ice cream, potato chips with her husband. And they actually do have on hand, mm-hmm. I think, a registered nurse and then all of the equipment that would be of like a level one hospital or like an ambulance.
Okay.
And they said that in all their 27 years of their work, they've only had 6 calls to the ambulance.
And okay, so it's a level one ambulance as opposed to level two.
I know, right? Like, it's like, well, you can't do an epidural, but you can, you know, give her what, like morphine or something?
I mean, I've never had a baby before. I'm sure you haven't had a baby before.
No. But it was, what are you trying to say, hon?
No, it's just Chloe is like, oh, hell no. She started cleaning. It's traumatizing. You hear this woman screaming and going out of control because she's having birth in literally a blow-up pool inside of her living room.
Although at the same time, granted, I don't want to know what that felt like at all. I think that when you're in the comfort of your own home, you also feel more inclined to, you know, you can make noises like that. You know, I think it's also part of like a coping mechanism. I think maybe had she been in a hospital, she wouldn't have been screaming like that, but it feels maybe good to have that sort of a release.
I get it. But I was still a little scared of that one. Now, okay. So we saw the women giving birth in a pool. Speaking of pools, do you think that we can buy little blow-up pools on Amazon?
I think you can.
Well, there you go, After Buzzers. If we have this fantabulous affiliate program with Amazon.com, if you would usually do your shopping on Amazon, all we're asking for is just to take a little detour. Go on to AfterBuzzTV.com. There's a little banner on the bottom. Just click it. It's free. You're mm-hmm. just going to take a slight detour. And what happens is we're here. We get to do a show. We get to interact with you guys. We get
Keep
to have fun.
On.
The lights on. We get nice air conditioned in this hot, hot summer. We get to watch shows together. It's such a great, great program. So please, if you guys shop on Amazon.
And it's really, really easy too. Like
I
bought my makeup last week. It's so easy. And sometimes you actually find that on Amazon, you can get things for cheaper. There are ways to finagle around getting free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one little extra click of going to AfterBuzz TV. And you guys are already on AfterBuzzTV.com. So just a little extra thing in the corner. And
high five.
So easy. Boom.
Amazon and AfterBuzz. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about Sleep Fighter. Now, you guys know who we're talking about. We're talking about the old bruiser.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fighter. He's
the old bruiser.
He's a fighter. And I mean, you know, the Olympics are on. I don't know if he's getting all antsy.
Oh, he's in London right now.
He is in London.
Yeah, he painted his fingernails, too. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Bruce Jenner was on E! News Live this morning, and he had both of his thumbs manicured with like a USA flag and a Great Britain flag.
That's awesome.
He's getting really into the Olympics.
He is Mr. Olympics. So I don't know about the nails getting dinged.
I know.
But, I mean, he's Mr. Olympics.
It's his life.
Yeah,
you know, didn't mean to take a little tangent there, but it is true. You know, he always will refer, not even back to the Olympics, he calls them the games.
The games.
Back at the games.
I mean, he's the one who set the tone. Mm-hmm. So much respect to the old bruiser. Now, is he a restless sleeper? Is he just stressed out? What's going on? Why is he hitting his wife in his sleep?
He's hitting his wife. I know. And it's funny because the last episode, we see Chris and Bruce just starting to rekindle their romance,
right,
getting back into bed together. And so he's worried not only because he's restless in his sleep, which could be a reflection of something else that's wrong, but he wants things to be good with Chris. He doesn't want Chris to be tired and cranky in the morning,
right,
and that kind of a thing. So it was kind of cute to see him wanting to go to this sleep lab and spend the whole weekend there, actually, without even telling her, just to, you know, get
right,
it solved and over with before she started nagging at him to go get it over with.
Right. So, you know, we've seen in the past where we speculated that they don't sleep together. They don't sleep in the same room. Now, is this it? Is this the reason why?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Is this why? Because she doesn't want to get hit in the face and wake up with a black eye. So, you know, we could put a little bit of, you know, some rumors to rest, because now we know
it's not an
emotional thing. It's literally a physical thing, because
mm-hmm,
he's kicking her ass mm-hmm, while she's sleeping. So, and I love that he takes the effort to wear a sling to bed.
Oh my gosh.
That was laugh out loud funny.
That was hilarious.
And that was sweet.
I want to know if they ended up like continuing that on. You know, like,
right,
if he really does keep
right,
wearing the sling, if maybe it trained his arm. Because what we do find out is that he is taking his daily activities or daily thoughts mm-hmm, into bed with him. And that's why he's swinging around. And he was talking to his son and saying, well, you know, sometimes I do have dreams or thoughts that I'm, you know, throwing the shot put or back
right,
at the game.
So I wonder if it's these, like, hidden fantasies of his.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he wishes to be a lot more, well, not active, because he's a pretty active guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess once an Olympian athlete, always an Olympian athlete. And I love the fact that we're seeing so much of Brandon this season.
Mm-hmm.
We see that he has such a great relationship with his son. And
mm-hmm,
I love it. I love seeing that, yes, he is part of the Kardashian family, but he does have his Jenner family.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate seeing his kids.
I do, too.
Yeah.
They were kind of the neglected
dad.
Definitely.
He's such a great dad.
I mean, the guy has 10 kids. I would hope so.
Well, yeah, all together. Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, he's like super dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool. All right. Should we move on to a commercial? Why don't we take a commercial? A quick commercial.
A little commercial?
Yeah. Why not?
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee! What a feeling! I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Hi, everybody. We are back, and we are discussing keeping up with the Kardashians today. Now, before we move on, what kind of comforter does Kris Jenner and Bruce? It looked like a chinchilla, furry,
dip-dyed in purple.
Yeah, what was that?
I probably something. It looked really comfortable.
It's it, but
I don't want to know how many little babies went to die.
No, I can't even. I'm going to go and burn it down right now. I can't even think about that.
But I do love that Chris was actually completely color coordinated in her bedroom, down to her eyeshadow. Full hair and makeup in bed with Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Kardashians
to each
for
their
you.
Own.
That's the Kardashians for you. I also want to talk about how great Chloe is with Mason.
Oh,
she's so ready to be a mommy.
I know. They all have the itch.
And we see her in San Diego just like being super aunt. And speaking of San Diego, you know, the girls make a trip down to go see MJ.
MJ.
Chris's mom. And Chris mentions that she hasn't seen her in 2 years.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It took a lot of convincing for her, which is really unfortunate. You know, I think it's great, though, that that the girls have such a good relationship with their grandmother that they are willing to take the initiative. Because I know that I see people all the time that, like, there are kids that don't want to have any affiliation with, like, the grandparents or the aunts or the uncles. And they're like, well, I don't get it. Like, we're not close. And
right.
And I know for me, there are definitely grandparents that I have that I never got close to because I was too little. And I wish that I would have had that type of a relationship. And here there are four generations.
Right.
You know, there's Chris, there are the girls, there's Mason, and then there's Grandma over here, which I think is so beautiful.
But do you think that Chris hasn't visited her mother because truly – I don't know, because she's scared to see her mother age, which that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. Or do you think it's because she is super busy now? Kris Jenner, yes, she's always had a very active life. You know, she's always been sort of in the spotlight with her ex-husband being a high-profile lawyer and, you know, living in Beverly Hills and being friends with celebrities, but I don't think Chris was Kris Jenner until maybe a few years ago. So do you think maybe that's the reason why she doesn't make it down to see her mother? Or is she giving an excuse?
I think she's giving an excuse. There's really no reason. It's 2 hours away. She even said that she spends pretty much that much time on the freeway anyway.
Right.
And, you know, here she is a couple weekends before just leaving spontaneously with Bruce to go spend the staycation weekend in Malibu. Before that, they were in the Dominican Republic for like 10 days.
Right.
So I think she really is making the excuse, which is kind of sad.
Right.
You know, at the same time, it's kind of parallel to the way that Chloe was talking about how she has her new family now with Lamar.
Right.
And I think Chris has been trying to focus on her family because she not only has her work, but she has, you know, the cheerleading meets and the football games for Kendall and Kylie, and she's got the momager deeds for everybody now.
Right.
But I really think it's an excuse. And she's been traumatized to an extent because she watched her, you know, even though her and Rob were divorced, but she watched Rob, you know, dwindle away with cancer. And I think it's strange seeing your mom in a weaker position than you are, because usually the mom's supposed to be, you know, the support, the provider, the hug, the spoon, and her mom's this frail little thing. And I think she's maybe in denial about
it. I mean, Chloe said it best. What did she say? She said, the best thing about life is that you're going to die. You're not going to be here.
You're not going to be here forever.
And it makes you want to live even more freely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she said it perfectly. And I never looked at it like that. Yes, I know that it's inevitable. We're all going to pass away at some point. And yes, we should all live our life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And Chloe just said it's such a blessing that we get a start and a finish.
Yeah.
It's what we do in between. So I'm not buying Kris Jenner saying, you know, it's hard to see my mom getting older.
It's probably a combination of things. And I think the good thing is that she ended up going and she was able to look at all these memories because her mom, as it turns out, is still living in the house that her mom lived
right.
in. So there are, you know, like probably a century's worth of memories there. And she got to see Mason running around and remembering what it was like to watch her little, you know, her girls and Rob running
the
around
San Diego
there.
Zoo.
The San Diego
Zoo. Which was
Zoo.
50 cents.
I know. And I was just there. I was actually just there a couple of days ago and it was not 50
How
cents.
How much was it? How much? Like 50?
It was
dollars?
At least probably $50.
Oh my goodness.
I like just the little like tour bus around was like 70 each.
All right. So what? Kris Jenner is 49 and I think she said that she was there for her first birthday.
For her first
birthday.
So this
was, what, 48 years ago? It was 50 cents? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But And then I think also, of course, give it to Chloe to be the voice of reason. Because another thing that she mentioned is, at that point, I think after going to the house, Chris felt really vulnerable. And she started to see what it was that she missed about her mom, or what it was that maybe she was afraid of. And she finally kind of vocalized it to Chloe, saying, you know, that she is scared of, you know, her mom, like, dying or leaving. And I think Chloe kind of told her, well, these are the types of things that you need to tell your mom. And she's worried about her mom hurting or losing weight. Well, and she hasn't really opened up herself to even be a communication medium for her mom.
Right.
Let alone to have her mom be that mom for her.
But, I mean, MJ is a breast cancer survivor, and she's
and
a colon cancer survivor. So instead of looking at your mom being like this weak, fragile person, she's a badass mother effer. Like, she survived.
That's very true.
Two types of cancer.
And radiation.
And radiation. And she's still kicking. She's still... She looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she looks beautiful.
She has hair.
She has hair. She's out and about. Yeah, she's a little
joking
old.
Around.
Yeah. It's, I mean, she definitely can't sprint to the finish line, but she can make a cross. She can do her thing. And I think... I don't know. Kris Jenner. I don't know about that one.
I was a little surprised that... I mean... She's that old and she has gone through cancer and they're that worried about her pain, and yet she's still working.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, we obviously didn't get a lot of information, but at the beginning, the whole reason that prompted the visit was that the girls were in hair and makeup for a lingerie shoot. They called up MJ and they realized that she was at home. And by her being at home, it meant that she didn't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And by her not going to work, it meant that she must have not been feeling well or not been doing well. And so it's like, you know, here's this family that's one of the wealthiest families in entertainment, and yet, you know, I don't know. I guess I assume that maybe they'd be providing for their grandmother a little bit more.
They provide in the materialistic way. Like, we saw a Mercedes Benz in the garage, the white one. We've seen her bag, and I don't know, look like this is horrible that I even know this crap.
Birkin bag?
I don't think it was Birkin, but I think it was Hermes.
Hermes, yeah.
So I think. I don't know. I guess Kris maybe feels like if she throws some money at it.
Send it to her for Christmas?
Yeah. Send it to her for Christmas or Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or whatever, that it's going to make up for the fact that she's physically not there, emotionally not there for her. So I just say boo on on the daughter-mother relationship. That's not cool.
If my mom gets old and sick, I want her to move in with me.
Of course, right? Wouldn't you?
I don't want to be far away from her.
All right, but let's change the mood a little bit. Now, there were, like you said earlier, this was definitely comedic. Scott is hilarious. What did he say? He's like, what was
baby
he saying?
Baby coming out of a little secret place I like to go when I'm lonely at night.
He talks about placenta juices.
Placenta juices. Lingering around.
Yeah, lingering around. And what do you say? Like, vagina oil?
Oh, vagina oil.
And these people, they all have their own, like, Chloe-isms. Like, it's just hilarious how they roll, you know?
Well,
and when they went to...
Scott-isms.
And Scott-isms. And I love how Chloe and Courtney go look for bathtubs. And Chloe's like, your vagina is, like, sticking out. Can you close your
legs? Courtney lets it all hang out.
Chloe's like, you know, she can barely close her legs. She's pregnant. She's about due any moment. Well... when they were filming.
Well, remember when Courtney and Kim took New York, they were doing naked yoga in their living room.
That was hilarious. I would do naked yoga. Well, but they had underwear on.
Crickets chirping.
Wait, did they have a sports bra on or just underwear?
They ended up leaving it all on.
Oh, okay. But the guy
but the
was
guy
butt naked.
Was like no
nothing. Yeah, it was like, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, is it cold in here?
Could have been.
All right, guys. Shall we go to news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so we are getting that proof that the Kardashians reality show is fake. Are you surprised about that, that it's staged?
No. Not at all.
Not at all?
Are you?
Kind of.
How?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I believe in the goodness of truthful living.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how you look at it. Because all reality shows, to some extent, are either not necessarily scripted, but perhaps, you know, aligned a certain way or edited a certain way, because you need a storyline. Like, that's how people are going to keep watching. And Chris is one of the executive producers. She obviously has some say to, you know, call the camera crews over, make sure you film this, make sure you film that. And it's not to say that it's necessarily, like, scripted, but, you know, I think it prompts them to be a little bit more creative in the way they handle their day-to-day situations, knowing that it's going to be on camera.
Well, I'm specifically talking about that that one episode where Kim is confiding in her mom about her marriage not working out. And I know this is so old news because she's, like, walking down the aisle with Kanye right now. But you know, and I guess it was, there was a scene in the car and they got caught leaving, like, holding their outfits.
They were leaving Abu Dhabi.
But they weren't even in Abu Dhabi. Uh-oh. They were in a studio in L.A. with the same hair, same makeup, same jewelry. Kim is actually in her outfit. Her mom is carrying the outfit that she was shot in. So they weren't in Abu Dhabi. Because, I mean, in the car, you can't tell that they're in Abu Dhabi.
It was just
seen in the car. And I guess the whole scandal is where Kim wanted to make herself the victim.
Is this the photo that I have up?
Yes. All right, is it?
Well, I have it up for the fans, not for you guys.
Oh, okay. I'm like, this is...
like, JCPenney, I love your style.
Yes, so that's what we're talking about, the photo where they're in the car. It's a Dubai scene that was filmed in October.
Dubai.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, again, it's that same thing that maybe they weren't necessarily still in Dubai, but they still cut that conversation, which could have actually happened, who knows where, but they just maybe implied it to be there still. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well, they were supposed to be in Dubai for the episode. They're supposed to be, like, on their way
photos,
to Dubai. No, I know the photo's not there.
No, but it was taken on December 6th. This episode aired, what, October 31st?
I'm confused.
Yeah, so she filed for divorce October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And these pictures were taken December 6th. So when this episode just aired. On this season, what, maybe like five episodes ago? So it was edited to pretend that it was back in October when she filed, when in actuality,
I gotcha.
It was recorded in December.
I gotcha.
So
I
they're
swapped
getting
those dates when I was reading it the first time. I'm so, like, hold on a second. What? Okay.
So they're getting called out for being the fakest family in America. It's kind of harsh, but
wouldn't be the first time that they've been called that, though.
Right. I agree.
Because the wedding, as it, you know, in itself.
Now, do we have the picture of Kanye West's album cover dedicated to Kim K? What is up with this family and these moldings? These moldings that they call art. First the belly cast.
It is art, but again, you know, beauty is not within the eye of the beholder. What I think is crazy about it is, like, we were just praising Kim about being on Oprah and talking about how she wants to be more private with her love life and how she's made mistakes going public, and now it's all she talks about. Every tweet has to do with her baby or her prince or Kanye. Like, even Chris in this episode said, for the love of Kanye. Because I guess Kim was trying to cook for him. Like, granted, that phone call seemed fake as...
Right. That, I mean, that... Right.
As Chris's boobs.
Right.
But, like, I just don't understand. It's like...
Oh, I overtook it so easy on her.
You thought so?
Yeah. You didn't think so? I thought Oprah took it very easy on her. I think Oprah let her do her thing. It was almost like that was kind of staged.
Well, I think given the situation, she asked the best questions that she could have, because she went straight to it asking about Kanye, what he did for her, the types of things that they do in their special time. She talked about the movie.
The movie? Is that what we're calling it now? The movie? Her debut? Her Hollywood debut? Well, I still think that Oprah took it a little bit easy on them.
So let's talk about this photo album cover.
So is it up, Scott? I mean, Scott.
Well,
Phil,
for those of you who can't see it, if you're listening to it on iTunes, go to facebook.com/AfterBuzzTV, and all these photos that you're only seeing if you're watching the video side, check them out there. So that way you don't miss out either.
Yes. Yeah. Please go check it out.
Describe the photo for us.
So Kanye just posted it on his Twitter yesterday or the day before, and it's his new album that's going to drop September 4th, and it's his album cover dedicated to Kim K. And it's like a molding where she's naked, I guess, but closing her eyes. And it's, I know, right? How many more nude photos of Kim K? So basically, that's his...
There's nothing left to the imagination.
No, there isn't. I mean, there isn't. But you know what? I do have to say that Kim is definitely on a more of a natural high this... not this, but more of a natural high lately.
She's embracing the natural.
And she is embracing the natural, as well. She should have embraced it a long time ago. And I know that she posted, I think we put it up last week. It's a picture of her that she was in a bikini, and she's claiming that it's not photoshopped. There was no work on the pictures. But I mean, she looked amazing. She looked awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing is that on the one hand, it's like, okay, Kanye, really, like, you're dedicating this album to this woman. Like, who knows how long you're going to be together. At the same time, as an artist, you know, they all write about things that are actually going on in their lives.
Right.
And it is something that he's going to look back. Okay, where did this album come from? Who was it inspired by? And it's going to be her, whether they're together or not.
Right.
So it's not, I don't think it's that weird of a thing for
him to do. I don't think it's weird.
And it's going to sell more albums, let's be honest. It's smart as a business person, even if it's, like, slightly arguably stupid emotionally.
Okay, no, I get it. I mean, it's just, this is Kanye West we're talking about. It was just a different side of Kanye,
mm-hmm.
that he would actually, you know, kind of dedicate an album cover for her. And mm-hmm. speaking of Kanye, he was in New York City, the Big Apple, with his crew, including Leonardo DiCaprio. Did you know that they were, like, homies?
No.
Well, I didn't either.
I'm like, what?
But apparently, Mr. West was playing unreleased tracks for the club goers fans for 45 minutes. So whether you're a Kanye fan or not, you got to hear his music,
yes.
His unreleased music. So,
and there's no doubt about it that he's talented.
Oh yeah, he's
talented. You know, whether he and Kim are doing certain things to attract publicity, you know, people are talking about it. At the same time, she's a great businesswoman, he's a great artist.
Going back to the whole publicity stunt, now do you think it could be publicity reasons? Because I mean, okay, now that he has this whole album cover dedicated to her, is there any doubt that this could be a publicity scam?
People are talking about it.
Well, I guess we just have to see, wait and see what happens.
People are talking about it, so.
All right. Shall we go to predictions?
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
As always. Oh, were you waiting for me?
I was like, are we waiting for this? So Courtney mentioned that, you know what? She's like, F this. I'm not going to do a water birth. Mm-hmm. So after all that, this is not really a prediction because we know that she has her
beautiful baby
girl,
Penelope, healthy. Beautiful.
I do predict that she will show the birth.
Yeah. Well, she
TV.
Showed Mason.
Yeah.
And I have to say that if that really was how it went down, I want my birth to be just like hers.
Like you're going
to
pull out your own baby?
Well, no, not... I mean, I would. But the thing is like she was so calm. Like here she is, her water break. She puts her makeup on, goes to the hospital. She's just like...
Yeah, she took a shower. Right. But,
you know,
we see Chloe like... She has to like clean a stranger's house. She's like, I can't even deal with this noise. This woman is screaming. And Chloe has no emotion. She's just like, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's just Courtney by nature, where mm-hmm. she's like, all right, let's do this. Let me shower.
Let me throw on.
Yeah, a little lip gloss. And she pulled out her own baby. That traumatized me.
Really?
No. Well, I mean, that's kind of gross.
I mean, when you're birth and you have your vagina out for all of the hospital room to see.
Yeah, but I mean, could you really, like, reach down there and be like, come on, baby, through your vagina?
I think I could, but I think I would be scared that I would hurt it. Like, I'd be scared of, like, crushing the baby or, like, its arms out of its socket.
Isn't it? Okay,
so it's not so much that part of the birth. It's more of the way that she handled everything and the way that she was
right.
So composed.
She's very composed. She's just a composed girl all around.
And she actually was doing she was shopping a week before had the baby. She did a 2-hour yoga session the day before she had her baby.
No, that's all good. I mean, I'm saying that's all good, but I'm just saying literally pulling it out of your body, that's a little just not okay. But I guess it's, I mean, I don't know, to each their own. That's court.
And then we have Chris next week wanting to plan her funeral.
For her funeral. And now it's, you know, we always hear about these in news, you know, in the tabloids, and now we see the actual episodes plan out. So I know a few weeks ago we were talking about that the Kardashians buy a whole lot in Hollywood Forever, the cemetery, and we're talking about, well, wouldn't they want to be buried next to their father? Because I don't think he's at Hollywood Forever. I think he is at
somewhere else,
maybe the same area, but not Hollywood Forever, which, you know, Marilyn Monroe, Michael Jackson, where they are. So I don't know. I mean, I guess they are going to, we got to watch and see next week.
We'll watch and see. And who knows what's going to happen when they start having their own families.
Right. Well, then, damn.
I'm kind of scared of that funeral. I feel like it's going to have, like, pop and rock and jazz and karaoke and blinged out program.
All right, guys, that was our show this week. Giselle, where can we find you, Mama?
You can find me on GiselleUGuardi.com. Tweet me at GiselleUGuardi, and I will have lots of fun new blog posts on SprintingInStilettos.com.
And I'm Susan Hahn. I'm the girl who rocks Louboutins and drinks a 40 out of a brown paper bag.
Amen
to
that.
Yep. I'm the girl who's always going to keep it real with you guys. Please follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn. Thank y'all.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.